This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A close election, but Benjamin Netanyahu appears to have been reelected as Prime Minister of Israel for a record fifth term. His conservative party will apparently control a majority in Israel's parliament. President Trump commenting on the news as he left the White House for Texas a short time ago.
He's been a great ally, and he's a friend. I'd like to congratulate him. That was a well-thought-out race.
The president heading to Texas, where he'll be promoting American energy. He'll stop in the Houston area and is expected to unveil executive orders aimed at expanding U.S. oil and natural gas production. He's also going to headline Republican fundraisers in Houston and San Antonio. NASA just releasing the first-ever picture of a black hole. Images taken in April 2017 by the Event Horizon Telescope. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
The European Union will grant the Brexit delay that British Prime Minister Theresa May has been asking for, but EU leaders are expected to demand a longer extension and other conditions. The 27 leaders of the trading bloc expected to sign off on the delay today. Attorney General William Barr testifies at a House hearing yesterday that he will release the full Mueller report on the Russia probe in redacted form within about a week. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
I am relying on my own discretion to make as much public as I can.
Appropriations Committee Chair New York Democrat Nita Lowey told Barr she was taken back with his initial release of just 4 pages of highlights from a nearly 400-page report.
And I think the Attorney General just stonewalled us.
Barr says he has no intention of releasing classified information or information related to the grand jury.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New information released about a New York couple who reportedly went missing during a Dominican Republic vacation. A Dominican newspaper speaking with local police finds they say the pair from Mount Vernon may have gotten into a car crash on the way to the airport. The 43-year-old husband and 32-year-old wife had a return flight that was set for March 27th, but they never made it to the plane. That Dominican paper reports that a car was found in a body of water on the route to the airport, but they've not positively identified the people inside. CBS scoring some high ratings for the NCAA men's championship basketball game on Monday night. An estimated 19 million people were watching most of the game, with the audience surging to over 23 million once they got to the overtime period. Top-seeded Virginia defeated Texas Tech to claim its first-ever crown. The numbers for CBS were 23% higher than last year's final, which was shown on 3 cable channels. And the space community is excited about about the release of the first ever photograph of a black hole to be unveiled today by the National Science Foundation at a news conference at 9 a.m. Eastern. The images will come from the Event Horizon Telescope, an international effort using 8 linked radio observatories all around the world. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what it's all about. It's your country, ladies and gentlemen. A government of, for, by, we the people really demands that the people stay involved. I know the elites would rather you not, because they figure, they've got the inside skinny. They know better that Main Street is out of touch with their reality, certainly, and we should be. We really want nothing to do with their reality, but unfortunately, when they've taken over the government the way they have, we have no choice. So what are we going to do? How are we going to react and hold them accountable, especially for what they put us through the last 2.5 years and how they've wasted our time and resources, all in the interest of trying to reverse what 63 million people have done? And, you know, this is amazing. This comes from the party that, you hear them talk about protecting a vote, you know, that they believe in voter integrity and how dare votes be compromised, that every vote should count. But they have no problem in trying to eliminate 63 million votes in one fell swoop that indicated that Donald Trump should be the president of the United States. And there was this cabal that has taken place. And clearly that was reinforced in the midst of a rather goofy hearing yesterday with Bill Barr, and of course it continues today because he's going to be meeting with the Senate next. Hopefully the Senate is better prepared than the House. I mean, it was rather embarrassing. I don't know about you, but as we were talking with Steve Cortez earlier today, the questions that they asked were just, you know, it was like, wait a minute, did you guys do your homework on this? Do you even know what the Attorney General's job is? What you're asking him to do is outside of his purview. He's not there to legislate. He's there to report on, what's happening in the Justice Department. And clearly, it is a huge mess and a cleanup opportunity for a veteran, attorney general like Bill Barr. And again, it was rather embarrassing. You know, I thought I was just embarrassed for these people and the questions that they were asking. You know, how does that benefit us, we the people that are supposed to, you know, take this information and make some sort of, come to some sort of discerning conclusion about as much as we can right now about the Mueller report and about the, any kind of State of the Union, even in a minor consequence or a minor report of the Justice Department, especially for what we've gone through in the last couple of years and how we've lost confidence with the Justice Department. There's some major cleaning up that has to be done, and not only there with the FBI, but it seems like with all of the three-letter agencies, EPA and IRS still. As we were talking with Jenny Beth Martin earlier, the president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, What the IRS did in Lois Lerner was absolutely un-American. And, I mean, this stuff needs to be called out clearly that, you know, not only this attempted coup, Steve Cortez calls it a soft coup. I don't know, soft or hard. I mean, it's a coup, however you want to describe it, that was perpetrated, you know, upon this president, this administration. And what's he guilty of? You know, he's guilty of, you know, putting his brand, his business, all on the line for we the people. I mean, the value of his brand has to be, you know, cut in half because of the polarization of the country. People want nothing to do with the Trump properties now. Anything that's Trump, much less his hat, you know, anything that identifies him. I mean, to the point that even kids in schools are being maligned. There was a child... last night was reported in the news. All she wanted to do, you know, the teacher says, hey, write a report about your hero. And she wants to write a report about the president of the United States. And she, oh, no, that ain't going to happen. You know, the president of the United States can't be your hero. You got to pick somebody else. You know, kind of amazing, you know, but yet somebody else had picked Obama as their hero. I guess that was okay, but I guess a conservative president, and certainly in the name of Donald Trump, that ain't going to happen. And so finally they relented after the parents put a lot of pressure on the school and the teacher. But this is how bizarre, you know, this has become. And here we are already revving up for a 2020 election cycle. And, you know, the Dems on one hand will talk about unity. And the next thing, you know, they're talking rather condescendingly and disrespectfully about someone that 63 million people have voted for. I mean, what does that say about the 63 million people that voted for Donald Trump, that, you know, they're all idiots and didn't know what they were doing? But meanwhile, in spite of all the negative publicity and reporting by the mainstream media, this is purposeful. I mean, you can't do 90% negative reporting without being purposeful and intentional. But this is what they've done. They really have misserved us, and in the process have compromised themselves. And look what's happened, whether it's, you know, CNN, MSNBC, their ratings, subscription levels, and, you know, many of these newspapers across the country that have been, you know, so prejudicial and have allowed the editorial pages to come to the front page. That's unfortunate, because their main job is to document history. We need to have a clear cut, as best we can, objective reporting on the historical narrative of what our country is going through right now. And this is going to be a tough one to cull through because of what we've had to endure in the last couple of years. I'll tell you, it's amazing, and I think about these candidates wanting to be president and thinking, gosh, you know, could they even tolerate a week of the insane reporting and pressure that has been placed, you know, on Donald Trump? I mean, this is unprecedented. I don't recall in my lifetime ever seeing this. I can look back historically and say, okay, there's been, you know, attacks and there's been, you know, difference of opinion, you know, certainly very well celebrated between Richard Nixon and the press over the years, for one, and certainly when you look back historically and what happened in our country during the Civil War with Abraham Lincoln, you had contention. So there's been that contention all along, and that will continue. But I think America is ready for, you know, a Will Rogers, somebody to kind of come in and poke fun of the political culture and landscape, because it has gone overboard. I mean, something's got to give. There's got to be a release valve on, you know, on the body politic. If not, heads are going to explode. And especially after, you know, what has happened, you know, at what happened after 2016. And then you've got the Mueller report and, you know, Democrats and everybody that just believed that something was wrong, that they miscounted numbers, you know, something, you know, the fix had to be in that allowed for Donald Trump to be elected president. And the media and people that you think that are smarter than this should have been able to figure out that, look, at you've ignored, you know, the body politic and a majority of the people who said, look, we want President Trump. I mean, this is what created, you know, President Trump, and the call for President Trump was the Barack Obama administration and the aggressive moves by progressives. I know some would say, well, hey, we didn't make any, we weren't talking about the new Green Deal then. But you're talking about it now, and you continue to move in a direction that is too far to the left for America to deal with. And you've got people within your own party, you know, that are going, wait a minute, you know, it's I'm having a hard enough time just, you know, trying to manage in my own mind and understanding the stance on abortion, much less what you're offering here in terms of socialism for our country versus capitalism. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm looking at a masterpiece. I'm staring at a work of art. I'm listening to a symphony in every beat of your tiny heart. You used to be a choice to make, but now I think you've chosen me. Cause I see 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, and I know this is meant to be. Oh, I don't believe in accidents. Miracles, they don't just happen by chance. As long as my God holds the world in His hands, I know that there's no such thing as unplanned.
Sir Bernie, 1 in 4 women will have an abortion in America. I'm one of those women. I'm 27 years old. I had my abortion when I was 22. It's about 5 years ago. I can sit here and tell you today, yesterday, and back then that I am 110% shameless within my choice. I did what was best for me and what was right for me, and I did it, and I took action when action needed to be had.
First of all, thank you very much for your courage. Okay? It's not easy coming up here and saying what you did.
Every life deserves a voice. Every child deserves a chance. You are more than just a choice. There's no such thing as a plan.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, the music from the movie Unplanned, which is really igniting a conversation that must be had. Bernie Sanders, respectfully, can comment that it takes courage. Yes, it takes courage to have this conversation, to put it out there, and it takes courage on all sides to be able to deal with this incredible topic. I mean, 61 million babies have been terminated. And, you know, and as if that's not enough, you know, baby parts have been put on the marketplace, have been sold, which there are laws against that. And David Dalyden, who was the whistleblower and videotaped the sale of baby parts by Planned Parenthood, he goes to jail. And the people that broke the law, they're not in jail. And even to this day, David Dalyden is dealing with legal implications for standing up for that which is righteous. And this is the political temperament that we're dealing with Planned Parenthood. I mean, you saw what happened in the Kavanaugh hearings. Why were people, you know, so unhinged over this? Because the court was moving in a conservative manner and Roe v. Wade was being threatened. But the fact of the matter is Roe v. Wade is being threatened every day with the realization of more women and an increasing number of men realizing that we've all bought into a big lie. You know, as was presented in the movie, which is her story, Abby Johnson, who, by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, when we had a chance to meet up in Anaheim at the National Religious Broadcasters event, she's pregnant with child number 8, by the way. And so, we're really excited for her and her family. But more particularly, I mean, you talk about courage. Here is a woman that while she was in college, got involved with Planned Parenthood based on what Planned Parenthood had to say about what their mission was, about women's health care and, you know, providing for the women and being women-centric when it comes to health care. And especially with pregnancy, she believed that Planned Parenthood, even though she worked there and as a clinic director, but it took her a while because she was so focused and believing in the purported premise of Planned Parenthood that they were all about women's rights and women's health, not so much about abortion. She just, you know, set that aside, even though there was parental pressure because her parents understood what Planned Parenthood was about, but she didn't see it. It was an obvious blind spot and a purposeful one. And she was blind until she happened to go and bear witness to a procedure. And it hit her straight between the eyes that all that she had been told about abortion, that it was just, you know, some unnecessary tissue. It was like a tumor. But what she saw being aborted was an actual, you know, we say it in clinical terms, fetus, but it was a baby. Okay. And she could not reconcile that. And the only way she could do that was she had to leave Planned Parenthood. And in the process of doing that, she became pro-life and realized that this was important. And this is what's happening across the country and why so much pressure is on Planned Parenthood and the whole abortion industry. And let me tell you, it is an industry. It is well entrenched. They have established their tentacles and their foothold strong within our bureaucracy and our government to the point that we fund Planned Parenthood. And whenever it's challenged, you know, the first thing they bring up, well, you know, it's all these women's services. Well, there are other organizations that provide these kind of services that do not do abortions. Planned Parenthood, I mean, there's just no way. I don't know how you separate the dollars. You can't. They're going to intermingle. You know that as well as I do. But if you want to convince yourself that something is right, even though you know that it's not instinctively, well, then you will continue to remain to be duped. And you'll end up maybe, if you're lucky, you might have a moment like what Abby Johnson went through and then deal with the reality. But the fact of the matter is women every day and an increasing number of men are dealing with the reality of what abortion has done. And again, I'm still shocked. I am still shocked at, you know, with the minority groups, people of color, particularly blacks. I mean, Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, was designed to control the rise and the increasing numbers of black people in America. And so where are the Planned Parenthood offices? Mostly, most parts in the poor areas and black communities. And to this day, look at the numbers. Those numbers are empirical. How do you argue those numbers? When you say 40% of the abortions in America have been with people of color, you know, black Americans, 40%. And I say, okay, where's Jesse Jackson? You know, where's Al Sharpton? Where are the black leaders, you know, of America? Why aren't they outraged over what Planned Parenthood has done, if I might say, to their people? I say to our fellow Americans. Hispanics, 25%. 25%. And let me tell you, you know, and when you take a look and you really understand the very heart and soul of black America or Hispanics, minorities, and I'd say, you know, in general sense, because I hate to continue on with this tribalism that goes on, but particularly when you appreciate the culture, when you're looking at the cultures of most blacks and of most Hispanics, gosh, we're so family oriented. I mean, this is absolutely antithetical. But, you know, this is how narcissistic our culture has become. You know, this is all downstream, as I've been saying. It's an indication of how sick our culture is that we would embrace death over convenience. I mean, oh, it's just not convenient. So let's just murder a child. Why would we do that? And ironically enough, you know, what are the people who are celebrating abortions and high-fiving and think, oh, it's such a great victory for women's rights and all this. And then the next thing you know, they're passing legislation to protect kittens. I mean, we are insane, are we not? I mean, this is how messed up this culture is. But we're not calling it out. We're just kind of continuing to live. I don't know. You know, what are we doing? What are we waiting for? Are we waiting for something, you know, some obvious sign to come from the heavens to say, you guys are idiots, what are you doing? And then maybe we might change our wicked ways. Is that what we're waiting for? Is that what it's going to take? You know, as I've asked before, you know, was it 61, 62 million? What's the number? When is enough enough? And I think we're getting there because the empirical evidence is so much in our face, it can no longer be denied that abortion in America is no longer safe. It is no longer rare. It is no longer an exception.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A close election, but Benjamin Netanyahu appears to have been reelected as Prime Minister of Israel for a record fifth term. His conservative party will apparently control a majority in Israel's parliament. President Trump commenting on the news as he left the White House for Texas a short time ago.
He's been a great ally, and he's a friend. I'd like to congratulate him. That was a well thought out race.
The president heading to Texas, where he'll be promoting American energy. He'll stop in the Houston area and is expected to unveil executive orders aimed at expanding U.S. oil and natural gas production. He's also going to headline Republican fundraisers in Houston and San Antonio. NASA just releasing the first ever picture of a black hole. Images taken in April 2017 by the Event Horizon Telescope. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you just the way you like us, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, face-to-face, we've talked on the phone many times.
Yes.
At least several times anyway, yeah. Sergeant McGrew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good. It's good to meet you,
face. Yeah, here we are at NRB in Anaheim, California for NRB Proclaim 19, an annual event where all the religious broadcasters come together, best-selling authors, you know, like yourself, and we get to, you know, meet up and do a follow-up in this case about your book, A Higher Call to Duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Things are going very well. We're getting a lot of positive feedback from the book. It's pretty powerful. It's impacted people in very deep and special ways, and so it's been exciting.
Well, for you, it's been quite a ride. I mean, a 30-year police veteran. Worked some of the city's most gruesome cases, from the violent homicide of a suburban housewife to the devastating molestation of dozens of children by priests at a local Catholic church. I mean, what is it that you haven't seen?
I don't know. I used to say I think I've seen it all, and then something else would happen. So,
right.
There was always – That was the neat thing about police work, is that every day was different. And as you go in and prepare for the day, you have no idea what's going to happen. And it could be, you know, it'll surprise you. So.
Well, and I'm sure, you know, here you leave home and your family is, you know, crossing their fingers and praying and hoping, you know, everything's going to be okay, safe. And whether you realize it or not,
You know, Mike, there's, you know, people of faith, as a rule, we pray for our police officers out there and the men in blue, you know, and our first responders and our officials. We do that as commanded by God, and we are concerned, you know. We want you to be safe out there because we know you have families to come home to.
Yes, yes, and that's important. The prayers are powerful, and you know, we appreciate them mm-hmm. as well.
Well, for you, with a higher call of duty, let's remind everybody of your story. I mean, you weren't always a man of faith.
No, I wasn't. I was a cop for 31 years, and the first 20 years of my career, I worked major crimes. I did homicides, robberies, stabbing, shooting, sex crimes. And so I kind of dealt with the worst of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have faith. I would always see something very powerful. Whenever there was a horrible incident or something mm-hmm. very traumatic, I could see God's grace in it. It was something good. It was something powerful that would happen. It kept me coming back. I didn't realize what it was
right.
until I
uh-huh.
became a believer.
Right. But as you're going through it, I mean, this can really color your perspective, so to speak, right? And
yeah.
make you maybe a little hard on the edges. And
yeah, and that's very common because police officers go out, they do a job that nobody really will ever understand unless they've done that job. But you do face danger during the day. You deal with other people's traumas throughout the day. You're there to fix problems, and those things, they weigh on you. And,
right.
and it's not like you can go home and just put that all away, because
mm-hmm.
Some of these things are very, you know, they affect you in deep
right.
ways.
And especially if there's some sort of personal connection with what you're dealing with, right?
Sure, because we're dealing with people, so
yes.
There's always a personal connection.
You may see your kid, or you may see your wife in that incident or
yes,
something.
Yes, you do.
Wow.
Yes, you do, yeah.
And so police officers, when I've spoken with them before, they will explain to me, Bill, I try to keep myself protected. I try to almost put a protective shield about my emotions and about myself because I have to maintain some level of objectivity and suspend, I guess, maybe reality to some degree. And after you do that over an extended period of time, I got to imagine it has some ill effect on you.
Yeah, if there's isolation that can happen, it's very common where officers will you know, kind of lose their friends outside police
mm-hmm.
Because you're working different shifts. You don't have days off like everybody else does. You're working in the middle of the night, sleeping in the day. And then so it becomes like this. You just start to hang out with cops.
Right.
The next thing that happens is that with your family, you can come home, and it's really, really difficult to explain your day to your family.
Right.
Nor do you even want to sometimes because of the terrible things that you've seen. So you don't want to bring that home to
mm-hmm.
them. And so you hold on to that. And then gradually some of these trauma injuries, because that's what it is when you experience trauma, there's an injury to the brain.
Right, exactly.
And that just adds up. And so then an isolation begins.
Mm-hmm.
And so you find that cops will just come home and they don't really want to make any decision. They'll just sit in their chair and just, you know, want to just kind of check out.
Right.
And that's a big warning sign.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that did happen to me. It cost me two marriages. And then also drinking is another thing that happened.
Well, yeah, that's all part of the process.
Yeah,
you've got to assuage the pain, right?
Right. And so I didn't have the Lord for the first 20 years. So I just kind of checked out and did my thing and went to work and helped people out. But, you know, on the inside, it was just falling apart because you're helping everybody else out.
Exactly. So what happened?
So I got to a place in my life where my youngest son got diagnosed with bone cancer. He lost his leg. They amputated it, and he had to go through chemotherapy, and we were in the hospital about...
How old was he then?
12 years old.
Mm.
And we had to go through, you know, a lot of treatment, surgeries. My older son got involved in drugs at the same time, got addicted to some hardcore drugs.
Mm.
And then, you know, I'd lost two marriages. I was in a place where, you know, everything was falling apart around me,
mm-hmm.
and I was just unraveling. So I was in this place of no hope, basically. I was in a very dark place.
Right.
And then I went to a Christian worship band concert with my current wife. It was mm-hmm. our first date, and she took me there. I didn't know what I was getting into.
Right, exactly.
And as I was sitting there with 5,000 people, a pastor came out in the middle of the concert, spoke a message that, you know, the Lord used him to speak right into my heart, and he knew my story, and I was just so shocked by how could this man know my story?
As here you are on a first date, and somebody's just opened up your heart.
Yeah, it Lord. Did. Yeah, I got hit right between the eyes. So the next day I went and I talked to my cousin, who's also a police officer, and he'd been praying for me, you know, along the he'd been watching all the struggles and trials that I'd been going through.
Right.
So I asked him, I said, would you tell me about Jesus? You know, and he just had a big sigh of relief. And,
wow.
And then that's when it all started, and I received Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And the transformation began.
And no looking back, right?
Yeah, no looking back. Yeah, there is no looking back.
Right. You know? And so, as you say, the transformation to where you are today. And so what is life for now retired police officer, Sergeant Mike McGrew?
Yeah, the transformation was in my personal life just amazing. God was just, he restored me. He gave me hope. He gave me comfort. I lost my youngest son. He was 18 when he died, and I can look at that situation and see that God was with me and how special and just how gentle he was with me during that process. But he also gave me the strength to survive that and to use that as a cop, as I went out and ministered to others, you know, in uniform, because it turned everything into, I was no longer going out just as a cop. I was going out because I knew the Lord was sending me to divine appointments.
Right, exactly.
And, yeah, so I could help those people, and very often there would be a situation similar to what I had experience, and it just gave me an opportunity just to testify about God's love and goodness and hope in my life.
Mike, in your book, A Higher Call to Duty, what do you want people to draw from your experience here?
Well, there's several things that happen. We all have a testimony, and they're all powerful. I was asked to write this book, and there's a lot of things that I have experienced that maybe some folks are going through right now. And in that book, it just describes how God has just kind of put everything together for me, and he's been able to walk me through just several traumatic events and through a traumatic job. But you see God's goodness in there, God's grace. And so my prayer is that that book would be used to touch people in a special way in their life. So when they pick it up, and that's the feedback we've been getting, is that people are saying, wow, this is very powerful. And it just draws them to the Lord.
Sergeant Mike McGrew, The Unimaginable True Life Story, it is his. His book, A Higher Call to Duty, the book available. Of course, it's been linked on our website. Will continue to be linked on our website, along with this podcast, too, that you can share with your friends and neighbors, because we're givers. It's absolutely free. Because that's the way we roll. It's really cool. So, Mike, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Where can they go for more information?
www.sergeantmikemcgrew.com. And it's SGT, Mike McGrew, MCGREW.com.
Mike, God bless. Thank you so much for being with us.
God bless you. Thank you.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Listening to Bill Martinez.
Live. If you want to know how far love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand, look at my side. If you can count the times I say you are forgiven, it's more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As usual, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. Elizabeth Johnson joins us now. She's the author of Not on My Watch, How to Win the Fight for Family, Faith, and Freedom. Elizabeth, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm great. It's an honor.
Hey, no, the honor's ours. I so appreciate all the work that you're doing with your advocacy. I know that you just had the day of mourning earlier this month, and I wanted you to tell our audience about it and what exactly it was all about.
Sure. I'm sure your audience has heard of the outrageous, radical, infanticide legislation that that leftists have been pushing state by state in New York, Illinois, Virginia, and that is why we went to Albany, New York in February and in Richmond, Virginia this past Saturday to have a time of mourning and repenting instead of celebrating infanticide, asking God to forgive us for this 46 years of bloodshed. 61 million babies have died through abortion. The mother's womb has become the most dangerous place to reside. This is a very sad state of affairs, and God promised us that if we will humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven and forgive us and heal our land. And I don't think anyone would disagree with the fact that our land desperately needs to be healed right now. And so if your listeners want to go to dayofmourning.org, they will be able to view the live stream of what we did this last Saturday, which was very powerful, and they can see how they can get involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, Elizabeth, you are a Virginia resident and a pastor, and some people, especially people of faith, are challenged and with reconciling their civic duty and responsibility. I mean, this has been part of the challenge across the country, as you're aware, and maybe this is why you have activated and felt the call of God that you need to reconcile the culture and its people of faith to do that. Because, let's face it, downstream of our politics is our culture, and downstream of our culture is our faith. So the fact that our culture is, in some regard, is accepting what happened. And not only, I happen to be in Hawaii right now, so it started in Hawaii. If you go back historically here in the recent months, Hawaii started moving a very aggressive agenda. California picked up on it. Then in Albany. Then it goes to Virginia, and it's almost at each stop. It just increased with intensity and radicalness to the point of where, here we are, Virginia openly talking and accepting infanticide.
Yeah, we are no less savage than the pagan cultures of old that sacrificed their children to idols. Let's be honest. Yeah, we have our iPads and our fancy clothes, and we want to think highly of ourselves, but we are no less savage of them than them when we're having this conversation about executing in cold blood children after they have been born. And so that is why we're saying, look, there's a time and a place for political solutions and whatnot and pep rallies and marches. There's a time and a place for that. But we're saying we've got to have a vertical response toward our Creator, asking Him to give us His heart and break our hearts for what breaks His, because at this point something is desperately wrong with our hearts when we can sit silently while these children are being executed, 3,000 a day in our country, and this is so-called legal.
Mm-hmm. Well, Elizabeth, I find it quite interesting that in light of, I'd say within, last 12, 18 months, we have the Gosnell movie that comes out, which was quite interesting because of what happened in Albany and also in Virginia, exonerated Kermit Gosnell. Because Kermit Gosnell, one of his last words that he happened to say to the producers is that, look, it's a matter of time before I'm exonerated. I am innocent of all charges. Of course, he was convicted of three murders, and this was post-delivery abortions of murders of babies that happened. And, of course, at the time in Virginia, which was a Pennsylvania, which a Republican governor was in office at the time on his watch when this occurred, sadly. So, clearly, the whole Planned Parenthood, abortion issue has become so politicized that people have become numb. But the fact of the matter is, which really crushes me and has crushed me for quite a while, and this is why we spotlight it, so much on the show, is I think about the women who have experienced abortions. And Elizabeth, consistently, what they will say to me when we're talking about their experience, they'll say, Bill, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13 today. I mean, that tells you something quite profound, that though the culture, Planned Parenthood, and the government may say that it's legal, it's rare, and all that, the impact and the moral issue that abortion has brought upon the women of America, and dare I say that, Elizabeth, more and more men are waking up to this. In fact, I had he's an actor, a writer, and director of the soon-to-be-released later on this year, Roe v. Wade. He told me, he goes, Bill, my child would have been 23. So men are waking up to this as well. So what I suspect will occur is that you are going to hear a cry from the males coming across from coast to coast in realizing that they have bought into this lie as well. And there is going to be a huge response to this. So I think it's interesting that all these in these movies, we have Gosnell, we got Unplanned coming in, Roe v. Wade coming in. We've got now conservatives controlling the Supreme Court. See, all this is coming to a head. I believe that God is hearing our prayers, and it is a matter of time. But again, I thank you for your activism and your faithfulness on this issue, because I believe this is the heart of the Father.
Absolutely. And, I think you have the father in Alabama who is suing because his child was murdered through abortion. That's a very interesting case. And yes, you have the movie Unplanned out right now, which is really waking people up to the importance of us showing up at the actual killing centers and being there praying on the sidewalks and offering help in the hope of Jesus Christ to the men and women going in. This is something I've done with my children for 20 years. It's been a major part of our lives, and it's transformed my kids' lives to see babies' lives saved just because you've made yourself available. And I encourage all of your listeners to go to sidewalksforlife.com. That's with the number 4, sidewalksforlife.com, to get training, video training and articles that train you on what to say, what not to say outside of abortion clinics. It's a powerful ministry that we've done with our family, as a family, for 20 years. And you know what? My kids aren't addicted to Wii or Xbox because they'd rather go out and see a baby's life saved than an abortion clinic. So I highly encourage you to be to involve your family in this ministry.
And speaking of the movie Unplanned, which is the story of Abby Johnson, 8 years she was a clinic director, and she witnessed, in a procedure room, she witnessed an abortion. And the truth of it, I mean, after working for Planned Parenthood, and she knew that abortions were part of it, but she was there more for, she really felt and I guess convinced herself that it was all about women's health, that that's really what Planned Parenthood was all about. But when she witnessed an actual abortion, it was too much. The truth was too clear. And this is what's happening, is science is catching up with all this. And with sonograms and everything, women are starting to say, whoa, that's not just some excess tissue or a massive, you know, gobbledygook. I mean, this is a forming human being here, with hands and eyes and a heart and all this. So quite dramatic. So you see this in the movie, but I think the thing that was interesting was the comment that Abby Johnson made in the movie, because they had the group that was there praying outside of the facility. On weekends, because those were the days when there was more abortions taking place on Saturdays. And she mentioned, she says, I hated it when you guys were out there, because when you guys were out there, we did less abortions. And the people, you know, praying did not even realize that that was the impact it made. To your point, that this works.
Yes. Here in Charlotte, North Carolina, we see up to a 70% reduction rate in abortions when God's people are outside on the sidewalk being the hands and feet of Jesus to very broken individuals going in and out of these abortion clinics. Imagine that, up to 70% of a decrease. And so this is, again, a life and death situation. 61 million babies have been murdered. I believe if Jesus were here with us in 2019, that you very well would see him ministering outside of the abortion clinics or teaching his disciples to do so. So, again, go to sidewalksforlife.com, and you will see what we do outside of abortion clinics and get training for that.
Well, Elizabeth, fight on and continue your activism and whatever we can do to support you. We thank you for your faithfulness to this, and I know that you're doing it not because of anybody else's thankfulness. You're being, you know, you're responding to the heart of God on this, and this has been a lot of you know, a lot of knee work, as people would say, is that you're before the Father praying about this, and for all the people that you know, that support your ministry there, and we all do, whether we are there on the streets with you, please know that we're with you, you know, praying alongside, and even in our individual cities and counties across this country, people are activating, because they're saying 61 million babies aborted is way, way too many. Enough is enough. She is author of the book, Not on My Watch, How to Win the Fight for Family, Faith, and Freedom, Elizabeth Johnston, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Elizabeth. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you, Bill. Bye-bye.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know.